Frank. Are you happy with the draw?
Over on the game, we've been behind twice in the game, so I suppose to come back twice, you've got to be happy. It's halted a slide with 3 defeats in a row. I thought today we looked more likely to get to score than the previous game. We've got people forward in good areas. I suppose drawing at home, it's not the ideal position, but you know, we'll take it today.
The goal source, you're right back.
Yeah.
Still not the strikers getting goals, although Greg had a few chances.
I don't mind 2 scores as long as as people score goals. It's not all about strikers scoring goals. We've got to create chances for strikers. We've got in some better positions today than we have done recently, and that's pleasing. You know, as long as we keep getting people forward, the goals will come from the strikers.
All in all, how are you happy? Were you happy with the all-around play?
I thought our energy was better than it's been the last few weeks. I thought we played at a better tempo and we got people forward better. At times we played well, at times we got forward and bodies forward, which we haven't done recently. So from that point of view, it was pleasing. Disappointing the goals we conceded. So from that point of view, it's not ideal. But it's a point and we'll take it and we'll try and build on that.
What do you think of the young referee's performance this afternoon?
Well, I don't criticise referees. He's trying to do a job. He's learning. He's not experienced. But hopefully his performances will improve with experience.
Do you think they were penalties?
Possibly not. I mean, I've seen, like, asked it every week or every other week if it's a penalty. And it's out of material what I think of them. It's what the officials think of them. If they feel they've got it right, they've got it right. But it's not for me to say if they're right or wrong. Other people wouldn't have given them probably, but you know they decide to give them, so that's what they're there for, to make decisions.
What's your view of the sending off?
Well, if you lash out at people, you deserve to get sent off, and I think that's what happened.
Going to be a kick in the teeth, another striker off for 3 games.
Yeah, especially just got him on loan, and that was his first game, so it's disappointing. So you know, we'll have to look at the situation later.
How were you? Were you impressed by his performance otherwise, then?
Yeah, I thought it was a threat. I thought it caused them problems most of the game, and I was pleased with his overall performance, apart from when he had a brainstorm in the last couple of minutes.
Look ahead to next weekend, a trip down to Bristol, the FA Cup. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, it's the FA Cup. It's been another tough game. It's better prepare properly for it. For both clubs, it's a big game, so. You know, we'll prepare properly this week and hopefully it'll be enough to see us through.
FA Cup can really be quite a key thing if you build a run at this level of football. So
yeah, it's important for every club at this level. It's important for every club at this level that you have a good start in the FA Cup. We're no different. We'll look to have a little run in it if we can and go as far as possible.
What's the deal with Chris Telford at the moment? Is he still flying back?
He's still there at the moment, yeah, with us. So that'll remain in place. Hopefully for the foreseeable future, but we're still on the lookout for a goalkeeper. But we'll monitor that situation weekly at the moment.
Will he be playing against Bristol?
Yes, he will be, yeah.
So he'll be flying into Bristol rather than to Southampton?
No, he'll come here and then he'll be collected from the airport and be taken to Bristol.
Thanks, Frank.